Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Yevamei Tzadakei. We are on the second line from the top of the Amid. So Reuben is married to Rachel. Then he goes ahead and interacts with Leah, who is Rachel's sister. It doesn't affect Rachel's status with Reuben. How do we know? Umenolun de Leah Sira, how do we know that Rachel is unaffected? This Sanya. Pasuk says, V'shachavish oisa shechvazera. If one interacts with an ishes ish, she cannot go back home. Why does it say oisa, extra word? To tell you shechiva so oisarto. Interacting with the ishes ish affects her status with her husband. Vein shechiva asach oisa oisarto. But interacting with her sister doesn't affect the other sister. It's not me, it's the other one. Why would I think that it affects Rachel? So if Reuben was married to Rachel and he goes ahead and interacts with Leah, the Achayis Isha, it has no effect on his status with Rachel. How do I know? Based on the Pasuk. Why would I think that it does affect Rachel? Sheyachel, perhaps I would say, Valedinu, based on the Kavachim. Uma b'makim shabal isur kal. If one interacts with an isur kal, an Ashes Ish, why is it an isur kal? We'll see later. What happens? Severe ramifications. Nesara isur. The husband who is the cause for the Isser. He's the generator of the Isser. He restricts his wife. He doesn't allow her to interact with others. He becomes affected by the stranger interacting with his wife, even though it's an Isser Kal. Makim Shabal Isser Chamer, certainly by the Achos Isha, by Reuben interacting with his wife's sister, which is an Isser Chamer. Ein Oidin Shenesar Oisser, certainly Rachel, Reuven's wife, who's the Oyser in this case, she's the one preventing her husband from interacting with Leah, she should become affected. And that's why we have the Pasuk, which undoes that notion. However, here comes a bright side, we have a Machlekes. Am Rabbi Yehuda. L'nech l'ku b'shama b'sila. B'shama b'sila are in agreement in the following case. B'ba'al ha-moisei, if one interacts with his mother-in-law, in that case, she'poisel is ishto, it affects his status with his wife. He can no longer stay with his wife. That's agreed upon by all. Ama nechalku, when do we have a machlekes? Bebaal achos ishta. Reuven was married to Rachel, and then goes and interacts with Leah. What happens to his status with Rachel? We have a machlekes. Shebesham oimim poisel. He can no longer stay with Rachel. Ubesil oimim loy poisel. It doesn't affect his status with Rachel. So according to Rabbi Yehuda's version, by mother-in-law, all agree, he can no longer stay with his wife. But by sister-in-law, we have a machlekes. Beshamay say, poisel. Besil says, it doesn't affect Reuven's status with Rachel. Rabbi Yossi had a different version of this machlokes. Rabbi Yossi, he takes a more lenient approach. They're all in agreement. Reuven, who is Rachel's wife, a husband, interacts with Leah, the sister. All agree in that case, he can stay married with Rachel. She's unaffected. It's not like Rachel and Leah have one package deal. No. Rachel remains unaffected. We'll agree with that, because we had the drasha, oisa, right? Alma nechalku, when do we have a machlokes? By mother-in-law. Bebal chamois, interacts with his mother-in-law. In that case, shebeshamer oimim poisel, it affects his standing with his wife. Ubisil oimim loy poisel, it doesn't affect his wife. Now why does achos isha not affect? Levisha betchilahu muta b'chala noshim. Initially, Reuben can marry anybody. B'chala noshim sheba'ilam. Likewise, Rachel can marry anybody. Kitcha, once Reuben does Kiddushin, going forward, what happens? Hu Oisra, he makes her Asra and anybody else. Vihi Asra Sai, she makes him Asra. To whom? To her relatives. Now, Meruba Isur Sha Asra, the Isur that he imparts to her, is certainly greater and all-encompassing. May Isur Sha Asra Sahu, than the Isur that she applies to him. Why? Shehu Asra B'chala Noshim Sheba'ilam. Going forward, he limits her ability. She can no longer marry anybody. She's designated for him. So it's an all-encompassing Isra, as opposed to Vihi, the Isra that she gives him is a very limited Isra. Lo Yasra Ashu Elab Karev Yaseo. He can't approach her relatives. That's it. So his Isra to her is greater than her to him. Now, Ali Dinu, here we have Al Kavachim. Umahu if even this Isser, this great Isser that he applies to her, which no longer allows her to go marry anybody, It's a great all-encompassing issur. Still, shagiga ba'asula. Let's say she goes and gets involved with shagig with a stranger. It doesn't affect her status with him. Eino ne'aseres v'mutala. She can still go back to Reuven. Despite the fact that it's a real great all-encompassing issur, it's not affected by a shagig. He shall yisras who ella b'krevus. Certainly, the issur she gives him. The fact that he can't go get involved with any of her relatives, such as Achais Isha, right, his wife's sister. Of course, in that case, shagag ba'asrulai, if it would have been done b'shagig, einay din shalei nesrulai b'mutrulai, certainly it wouldn't affect his standing with Rachel. V'zeh din l'shagig. Okay, this kavuchaymer works by shagig. B'meizid b'nayim. What if Reuven goes and gets involved with Leah, his wife's sister, b'meizid? How do we know it doesn't affect his standing with Rachel? Tamad leimar, that's the pasuk, oysa. What's the extra word oysa coming to teach? Shchiva sa oysarta. Vein shchiva sa oysa oysarta. Getting involved with a sister doesn't affect the first sister. Amar Rabbi Ami Amrei Shlokish. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rabbi Yehuda hold that interacting with mother-in-law affects wife? Dechsiv ba'ish yisrafu oysoi ve'eshen. Pasuk says, the penalty for this type of deed is, we apply Sreifa to him and them. V'chikol abayis kula b'Sreifa, who's them? Mother-in-law and mother? Mother-in-law and wife? As Rashi says, why does wife suffer? Ishtei ma'chotas, what did she do wrong? Answer is, im'eino inin l'Sreifa. Rather than learn it literally, to apply Sreifa to both, of course you don't do that. Sneu inin l'Isura is coming to tell you that both are usur, meaning Reuven can no longer stay on with his wife as a result of interacting with her mother. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. However, Ein Aloch Rabbi Yehuda, we don't paskin like that. Wife remains unaffected. In fact, there was a story. Hahuda Avad Isura Bechamse, this fellow interacted with his mother-in-law. Ais Ye Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda brought him Nagde and gave him Malkus. Amar Le, he tells him, you're lucky. He loved Amar Shmuel and Aloch Rabbi Yehuda. If not for the fact that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Asrita Aloch, I would have made your wife usher on you Isura the Olam forever. But you're lucky we don't follow like that, and therefore your wife is mutter. So bottom line is, an Ishes Ish who goes and gets involved with a strange fellow, she becomes usher on her husband. What about Achos Isha? Reuven, who was Rachel's husband, went and got involved with Leah the sister. We have a machlekes. What about if he got involved with his mother-in-law? Does it affect his wife? Machlekes as well. Now we started the Gemara with a Kal Vachomer. The beginning of the Amud. Why would I think that sister gets affected by her sister's interaction? We would have thought that it's Asur because of a Kal Vachomer. We find that it can happen by Isur Kal. Certainly, it could happen by Isur Chomer. In the words of the Gemara, if we say by Isur Kal, Ne'asara Isur, if something inappropriate happens involving an Isser Kal, the Isser gets affected. The one who generates this is the source of the Isser. He gets affected. Certainly by Achos Isha, which is an Isser Chomer. So if Reuven, who was Rachel's husband, got involved with her sister Leah, Einoy Din Shenasara Isser, the Isser. Who's the Isser in this case? The first sister, Rachel. She's the one who made Reuven Aser on Leah. She should become affected and become Aser on Reuven. My Isser Kal, we're going to try to decipher the wording of the Kal Vachomer. What are you using as an example of interaction which makes Asr? My Isser Kal, what's the lighter Isser that you're referring to? Amar Rav Chisda Machzor Grushasa Mishinisis. One cannot remarry his wife after she had remarried somebody else, right? So we have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was married to Rachel, divorced her. Shimon married her. Reuven may no longer retake her after Shimon's passing or divorce from Shimon. It's called Machsa Grushas. It's an Isser Kal. It's only a law. Now, Ba'ale Ahai. Shimon married Rachel after having been divorced from Reuven. Asr Alei Dehai. It makes her Asr on Reuven. Okay, he can't retake her. Simple. Now, what happens if he does? Ba'ale Idach. Suppose Reuven goes and takes her in. That's an Isser Kal, a Lav. It generates an Isser on the source, on Shimon, who's the Isser. He's the one who made her Asra on Reuven, right? Asra Alei Dehai makes her Asra on Shimon. So we sought to use this as an example. How could you compare to the sugya of Achais Isha, Mala, Machsa, Grishosa? It's so different. Mishani says, Shekei Nitma HaGuf. There it's personal. This Isha Rachel went from one man to the next. Of course, it has this effect. As opposed to Leah's interaction with Reuven, that's not personal to Rachel. Visur Beroiv, Rashi takes out these words. Visur Isur Oilam. This Isur of Machsa Grishosa is forever. Reuven can never take back Rachel once she was divorced from him and remarried to somebody else. As opposed to Achois Isha, which isn't necessarily forever. Reuven cannot marry Leah as long as Rachel is around. But Rachel passes away, you can marry Leah, so it's not as severe. How could you compare? Elam Rish Lakish. I'll give you the explanation to the Kal Vachomer. We're speaking about the Isser Kal of a Yevama. What happened? A Yevama was awaiting Yibam. Instead of waiting patiently for the Yavam, she went, interacted with a stranger. Yevama Laman, with whom did she interact? Ilei Mula Acher, a stranger. Ukud Rav Amnuna. Damar Rav Amnuna. Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa Asuruli Yevama. We treat her like an Ashes Ish, as though she was bound to the Yavam like a wife. She does nus with somebody else, she cannot go back to the Yavam. So here we go. An Isser Kal was committed. It's only a lav. And it results in her becoming Usser on the fellow who's the source, the reason for the Isser, the Yavam. Again, how could you compare to our case of Achais Isha, Mal Yavam Ashekei Nitma HaGuf? It's a personal experience. She becomes affected. She did nus, not her sister. Visur Barov, it's something that applies to everybody out there. She shouldn't be interacting with anybody except for the Yavam. As opposed to Achais Isha, which is a personal Isser on Reuven, the husband of Rachel. It's more limited. How could you compare the two things? Who says it would have the same halach? Eli Yavama la'achan. At times, the Yavama could be Asa to the other brothers. How? Avad bar mamar hai. There were a couple of brothers, Yavaman, waiting for Yibam. Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Shimon did mamar, some sort of kiddushin to the Yavama, which designates her to him. Asr alei dehai. Going forward, she can't go and marry the other brothers. What happens if bo'ale idach? The other brother did interact with her as married. Asr alei dehai. Makes her asr on Shimon, the source of the Isser to begin with. So it's an Isser Kal. And we see that it has this effect. My area should bo'ale sheni. This is not really a good comparison because the Isser there isn't necessarily because the other brothers interacted with her as married. It's not an Isser Bia. Afilo Avad Banami Mamar. Even if the other brother would have done Mamar, the same result would have occurred. If Shimon does Mamar, designates her for him, and then Levi does the same, it makes her Asra on Shimon. Holy Kasha, that wouldn't be a Kasha. Kerem Liel. Following the Shita Domer, Ein Mamar Ha Mamar. There's no double decker Mamar. Once Mamar is done, it's been expended, it can't be redone by the other brothers. Okay, so that wouldn't be a possibility, but we do have other possibilities of the other brothers interfering, even without interacting as married. Ela afilo nosnla get, afilo chalatzla, the other brother does a get, or chalitza, she's now become puzzle to the first brother. So it's unrelated to bia, to those types of experiences. So that's not what we had in mind. Ela rabbi yechnan soita. Oh. Reuven was married to Rachel. She acted inappropriately, he warned her, and now he has to take her to the Bezdin HaGadol Yerushalayim and give her to drink the Meis Soita. Until that happens, Reuven and Rachel may not continue living as married. So what happened? What did she do wrong? Soita Laman, with whom did she interact wrongfully? Yilam Labal, with her own husband. Bo'alei Baal. Husband interacts with her physically. Asura, Asur Ali the Boyal. That makes her Asur on the other, the troublemaker, the perpetrator. Shimon, let's call him Shimon, the Boyal. Who is really the reason for the Isser to begin with. So because somebody committed an Isser Kal, her husband, interacted with her physically, inappropriately, was prior to giving her the water to drink. That experience makes her usher on Shimon. My area ba'aleo. That's unrelated to Reuven interacting with his wife. I feel an usher on get, even if for some other reason he didn't give her the water. Suppose he divorced her before giving her to drink. Afilu amar ein ani mashke, mashko. Or even if he says, look, I refuse to give her the water. Bottom line is, he didn't give her to drink. She's an usher on him. And in that case, she's usher on Shimon as well. Rashi says, we learn in Masechta Sota, it says, nitma, nitma, two, twice, one for the Baal, one for the Boyal. Even if Reuben passes away, she can't go to Shimon, the Boyal, the troublemaker, because until she drinks the water and clarifies her situation, she's usher on both. So it's unrelated. It's not a result of, it's not an issue that resulted from her husband interacting with her as married. It's just circumstantial. The keen of Yisthira, the warning and the going into hiding, all that made the issue. So that's not an option. That's not going to prove anything to our case. What happened was, Reuven was married to Rachel, and she went ahead and interacted with Boyel, with Shimon. So that interaction makes her usher on the Oyser, the sore, the reason for the Isser, the cause of the Isser, meaning her husband, who made her usher on everybody else. So there's an example of a halacha where interacting with somebody makes her usher. Asks the Gemara, okay, that works, but hay isser kalhu? Why are you calling this an isser kal? Isser chamaru. It's the most severe isser. Ha'inish is ish. Elamar, Rava, you're right. Ish is ish. Exactly, right on. This is the case that the Braisa was referring to. V'chein ki osser raven. He also said in the name of Amar b'yichna, ish is ish. No, for my curly Isser Kal. So in fact, why do we call it Isser Kal? Because in some way, it has a leniency. Although it's very severe and difficult, but it's only a temporary, a relatively temporary Isser. She'ena Oisra, because the husband who makes her Asra on others, it doesn't last forever. Eina Oisra, Isser Kal Yamav. It doesn't necessarily last throughout his lifetime. If he gives her a get, the Isser becomes rescinded, so we call it Isser Kal. Tani nami hachi, we have the same in a braisa. Abachonon omam shonon balazar, eshes ish. We are using the eshes ish as a precedent, as an example. Uma b'mokim, habal isur kal. Since we find that if a person interacts with an eshes ish, it's isur kal because, she'ein ha'isra, because the husband that makes her usher, it's not going to be isur kal yamav. It doesn't last throughout his whole lifetime. Even while he's alive, he has the ability to rescind the Issa through a get. Still, we say, look at the severe ramifications of this experience. Nesar Issa, by her interacting with a stranger, the Issa, the husband who generated the Issa, becomes affected. Certainly by Achois Isha, Rachel and Leah's sisters, and Reuben, Rachel's husband, interacts with Leah, which is considered Habal Issa Chomer. Why is it Issa Chomer? Because it lasts throughout Rachel's entire lifetime. She can't rescind that Isser from Leah, her sister. Sha Isra. Isra Kal Yamav. Certainly in that case, Eino Din, of course, will have the same result. Shanasar Isra by Reuven, Rachel's husband, interacting with Leah, the sister. Rachel should get affected. Tamalayma. Isa. Isa. Shchivasa Isarta. Only direct experience makes you Isser. Vein Shchivasa Isa Isarta. But indirect experience, my sister has no effect on me. So bottom line is, we discussed three cases where the Oyser perhaps will become Usr through an interaction b'meisit. What happens by an Eishes Ish? Yes. Eishes Ish interacts with a stranger. We learn from the Pasuk of Nitma, he can't take her back. She becomes Usr on the Oyser, which is, in this case, her husband. What about by Eishes Isha? Reuben was married to Rachel. He interacted with Leah, the sister. According to one approach in the Gemara, yes, Rachel gets affected. We have this Kal v'chomer, and they don't have the drasha of Oysa. Whereas the other opinion works with the word Oysa, Ein Shchivas Achoysa Sarta, Rachel is unaffected by Leah's experience. We had another machlekes by Chaim Oysa, interacts with his mother-in-law. According to one shita that affects his wife, we learn from the pasuk Oysa ve'es Hen, his wife is affected. The other shita will not expound on this drasha, his wife remains unaffected. Let's go back to the Mishnah. So back on Tzadik Daldom Abayis, five lines from the top. We have the case of Reuven, who was married to Rachel. And Rachel's sister Leah was married to Shimon, who was actually unrelated to Reuven. So Shimon, in fact, is Reuven's brother-in-law, his wife's sister's husband. Rachel, Reuven's wife, left town. So did Shimon, Leah's husband. They mistook them for dead. Reuven went and married Leah. What does the Tanakhama say? Although Leah can't go back to Shimon, when it turns out that Rachel and Shimon are alive and well, she can't go back to Shimon. It's like an Ashes Ish. She went and remarried erroneously. We apply a knas, we penalize her. You should have looked into the matter better. Should have been more conscientious. You can't go back home. But Reuven can retake Rachel. Rabbi Yossi says like this. Rabbi Yossi, Eimer kol she'poisel adei achirim, poisel adei atzmei. V'chol she'enoi poisel adei achirim, enoi poisel adei atzmei. What did he mean to say? Says the Gemara, Maikom Rabbi Yossi, what did he have in mind? Ilema d'gomar Tanakama. Was he referring to the Tanakama? Was he responding to what the Tanakama said? Then the case where the Ozel Ishtei v'Gisei l'mdina sayam, Reuven's wife Rachel and Shimon, who is Gisei. Gisei means he's Reuven's brother-in-law. So Rachel and Shimon left town. They mistook them for dead. Reuven went and married Leah. And both, Rachel and Shimon, show up one day. What happens? Tanakhama says, Eishes Gisei Asira. Leah cannot go back to Shimon, as we explained, but V'ishtei Sharia. Reuven can retake Rachel. So it's not a package deal. We could split the two women apart. She's mutter, she's asur. Rabbi Yossi responds, no. It's one package deal. Just as Reuven can retake Rachel, and she's unaffected by this experience. We understand that the fact that he interacted with Leah doesn't affect Rachel. Likewise, Leah is free to go back to Shimon. Everybody understands that it was just one big mistake. If that's what Yossi was trying to say, Ihachi, why did he word his statement the way he did it? Instead of saying, Kol she'ein poisel ayde achirim, if it doesn't affect the other person, ein poisel ayde atzma, his wife is unaffected as well, with the starting point being the other fellow, he should have worded it in the reverse. Kol she'ein poisel ayde atzma, if his own wife is unaffected, Reuven can retake Rachel. We understand this whole thing was a mistake. It doesn't affect Leah's prospects with Shimon. That's how he should have presented it. He was trying to apply a kula. Just like Reuven can retake Rachel, Shimon can retake Leah. Vela. Oh, apparently he was saying something else. He was being machmir. Just as Leah cannot go back to Shimon, Ishtoi nami asira. Reuven cannot retake Rachel as well. Why? Just as we treat this marriage between Rachel and Leah as if it's a legitimate marriage, to the extent that Leah cannot go back home. Likewise, we shouldn't allow Rachel to go back to Reuven either, because it appears like Reuven was married to Leah, Rachel's sister. He can't go and marry Achos Ishtoi. It appears like Rachel is the wife of his sister Leah. Is that what he meant to say? Both are Aser? Okay. Hoteina kol shepoisel. There were two parts of Yossi's statement. He said kol shepoisel adei achirim, poisel adei atzmai. If Leah cannot go back to Shimon, then Reuven cannot retake Rachel. Okay, that's the first part. But what about the second part of his statement? The negative. If it doesn't affect the other one, it doesn't affect me. What do you mean with that? We've explained the first half. If it affected the other person, it affects me. But the second part, if it doesn't affect him, it doesn't affect me. What is that in reference to? I'll explain. He's going back to the beginning of the parable. In that first Mishnah, way back in the beginning of the parak, this woman's husband left town. She receives word that he's no longer amongst the living. We have two different cases in the Mishnah. If it's one aid enabling her to remarry. That's called Al Pi Bezdin, utilizing the power of Bezdin, who accepts the aid, who believes the aid, relying on the fact that she will be Daika Uminsima, she'll take matters into her hands, investigate the matter properly. So this is Al Pi Bezdin, Teitze. Her husband turns up, she has to leave her new husband, of course, Upturu ben Akarim, but no carbon is required because, after all, Bezdin initiated the process. Al Pi Eidim. But if two Eidim allowed her to remarry, Teitze, of course, she must leave her current husband. When her real husband shows up, V'chayevas b'karbon, in this case, she has to bring a carbon. Why? Yofa koicha shel Bezdin, Shabtar ben Akarim, the fact that Bezdin was involved in the first example with the Eid Echad, a process initiated by Bezdin exempts you from carbon. We already discussed this at length. We have two types of cases. One aid enabled her remarriage. In that case, if it turns out to be mistaken, she's in hot water. You should have investigated. We were relying on you. The hetter was based on your daiko minsiba. You can't go back home. There's a knas. She can't go back to her husband. Two aidim allowed her to remarry? She's not at fault. It's an oinus. Her husband turns up, she can go back home. So we have two separate cases. Back to our Mishnah. Reuven was married to Rachel. Leah was married to Shimon. Rachel and Shimon left town. Reuven thought they both died. He marries Leah. They both show up. What happens? The Kamer Tanakama maintains. It doesn't matter what the circumstances were. Who was mater? 1 aid, 2 aid, it doesn't matter. Lo yishna al pi eidim. Whether two eidim were the ones who allowed Leah to remarry in this case by claiming that Shimon passed away, which in this case she would be lucky because the Eisha's Gisa Isharia, she, Leah, the wife of Reuven's brother-in-law, basically Leah, Shimon's wife, can go back to Shimon because she's faultless. Two eidim, right? So whether it's this case where Leah can go back to Shimon, Veloishan al pi Bezdin, or whether it was only one aid who enabled Leah to remarry, in which case, if it turns out to be mistaken, she cannot go back to her husband, the Eishas Gisa Asira, in which case Leah cannot go back to Shimon. Either way, it doesn't affect Rachel's prospects with Reuven. Reuven can retake his wife. Leah committed something wrong. She didn't Isser. She wasn't careful enough. She remarried without properly investigating. She is penalized. But what do you want from Rachel? She can go back to Reuven. That's not a package deal. You can have Leah Asa to Shimon, but Reuven can remarry. Yeah, can retake Rachel. That's the Tanakh. Rabbi Yisi has nothing to it. It's one or the other. All or nothing. Become a Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi says like this. I'll be best if Leah was enabled by the Eid Echad, in which case when Shimon surfaces, she's Aser, she can go back to Shimon, the Poisel Eid Echir, in which case Reuven's interaction with Leah makes her Aser on Shimon. Right, we penalize her, she can't go back home. In this case, Poisel Eid Atzma, it affects him as well. Reuven himself cannot retake Rachel. You know why? It almost looks like he was married to Leah. The fact that his interaction with Leah makes her usher on Shimon gives that marriage some sort of impression of legitimacy, of reality. How can you go now and marry Rachel, who appears to be the sister of your wife Leah? So if Leah is usher to Shimon, Reuben cannot marry Rachel. It appears like Reuben was already married to Leah, now he can't retake Rachel, the sister of his wife. But, I'll be Edom. If Leah remarried based on Edom, her husband shows up. In this case, she can go back to Shimon. She's not held at fault. We let her go back. In this case as well, Reuben can retake Rachel. So it goes hand in hand. So if she's stuck, then he's stuck. If there was one aid that gave her the heter, so Leah can't go back to Shimon. So it almost appears like she was really married to Reuven. Right, that makes her usher back to Shimon. So now Reuven, who was married to Leah, what's he doing taking back Rachel, the sister of his wife? But if the two Edom were here and gave Leah the heter, in which case even when Shimon shows up, she can go back to Shimon. Okay, so the whole thing was a mistake, null and void. So Reuven can retake Rachel as well. So according to Rabbi Ami's approach, Rabbi Yossi was differentiating between the two cases. If Leah is usher to Shimon, Reuven can't retake Rachel either. If Leah is mutter back to Shimon, Reuven can retake Rachel. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, he's going to put it a bit differently. In concept, he agrees to Rabbi Ami that according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a package deal. It goes hand in hand. Either Rachel and Leah are both usher or both mutter. Lo ilma sefa, but we're not relating back to the first Mishnah in the Perek, which contains the halacha of two Edom. No, we're going straight on this most recent Mishnah, where the green light for Leah to remarry came about through one Ed. And even in that type of case, we can find a distinction. In one type of situation, both Rachel and Leah can go back to their husbands. In another type of situation, they're both us. What does it depend on? Ha da azli arusasoi v'gisoi. If Reuven was only engaged to Rachel, and then Rachel and the Gis, the brother-in-law of Shimon, left town, etc., the whole story happened. When they return, everybody's usher all around. Ha, the Azli Ishta V'Gisei, as opposed to if Rachel was married to Reuven, and this whole incident ensued. In this case, Rachel goes back to Reuven and Leah to Shimon. The Ka'amar Tanakama begins by saying, Lo Yishna Yishta V'Gisei, doesn't matter whether she was actually married to Reuven, Lo Yishna Rissasa V'Gisei, or she was only engaged to Reuven, the halacha is the same. After this whole incident, what is the resulting halacha? Eishas Gisei Asira, Leah cannot go back to Shimon, because Eishas Ish, who was involved with another man, cannot go back home, it's a knas, she was careless. V'Yishta Sharia, Reuven can retake Rachel, she did nothing wrong. That's Tanakam. Commonly Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, look, depends. You see, he disagrees fundamentally. He has a different approach to the whole parak, to the whole sugya. Why, if an Ishus Ish gets involved with another man, why can't she go back home? Not because of knas. Rather, it may appear like the first husband divorced her and she remarried. He can't take her back. So now, Ishtei V'Gisoi, if Reuven and Rachel were married, the Lekele Meimar Tno, Havali B'Nisun, nobody's going to propose that the marriage didn't hold, that there was a condition, that didn't materialize. You don't do that by marriage. Reuven and Rachel were married. So now, that he mistakenly went over and married Leah, thinking that Shimon wasn't no longer alive. So in this case, nobody will think that Shimon divorced and Reuven married. Reuven can't marry Leah. He's already married to Rachel. They're in a place like the Achar. So his involvement with Leah won't affect her status with Shimon. Remember, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's only because it looks like he's retaking the Gerusha. Well, everybody knows that Reuven's involvement with Leah was mistaken because we know he's married to Rachel. He can't marry Leah. So this episode, this involvement will not be placed like the Achar. Won't affect her status vis-a-vis Shimon. She can go back to Shimon. That's Rabbi's chiddush. Tanakama learns, no, it's a knas. A knas, maybe in this case. No, Rabbi Shimon works with the concept of, it looks like he's retaking his Gerusha after she had remarried. Well, in this case, she didn't remarry. She didn't go to anybody. Reuven and Leah are not a match. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, what's the flip side of that? So Reuven can retake Rachel. His interaction with Leah was mistaken. It wasn't a marriage. So why can't I go back to Rachel? Nobody will think that Rachel is the sister of my wife Leah. Leah is not my wife. So that's the first part of Rabbi Yossi. This is actually a kula. But now we have a chumrah. Arusa v'gisa. Suppose she was his arusa, Rachel and Reuven were only engaged. Dikla Meimar Tuna'a Havali Bekedushin. People can say, well, oh, why did Reuben go and marry Leah? Oh, apparently that engagement didn't really work out. There was a Tanai, it was conditioned on something, it didn't materialize. They will lend credence to this relationship between Reuben and Leah, assume it's valid, legitimate. And now when Shimon returns, oh, Shimon must have divorced, followed by Reuben marrying Leah. Now he's retaking his divorce, yet's aser, and therefore, poisla de'achirim. It's going to make her puzzle to Shimon. Af, poisla de'atzman. And since she's puzzle on Shimon, because of this speculation, because people attribute credence to this relationship, they'll say, oh, Reuben was married to Leah. Oh, if that's the case, then he can't retake Rachel, because now Rachel appears like Achos Ishtel, the sister of his wife Leah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's always a package deal. Either they're both aser or they're both mut. Okay, let's just summarize for a minute. So we have the case of Ishtoi and Gisei went l'medina sayam, right? Reuben was married to Rachel, Shimon to Leah, Rachel and Shimon disappeared. Reuben thought they passed away. He went and married Leah. What happens? Tanakama says, look, straightforward. Shimon cannot retake Leah. It's a knas. She was careless. Like every Isha that remarries by mistake, she can't go back home. But Ishtim Materis, Reuven can retake Rachel. Rachel did nothing wrong. Rabbi Yossi says it depends. It's a package deal. It goes hand in hand. Rachel to Reuven, Leah to Shimon, go together. Whatever happens to one happens to the other. We have two ways to understand Rabbi Yossi. Rav Avrami, who explains like this. Rabbi Yossi starts by saying, look, if Leah's puzzle to Shimon, then Rachel is passed to Reuven. What are we speaking? Well, there was an Eid Echad who gave Leah the green light. In this case, just as Leah cannot go back to Shimon, we penalize her. It's a knas. She should have been more careful. Likewise, Rachel cannot go back to Reuven because we're sort of giving credence to this marriage. We're giving it sort of legitimacy. We're concerned with this marriage to the extent that we don't allow Leah back home, and therefore it may appear like Reuven has been married to Leah, and he shouldn't take Rachel because she looks like Achos Ishtei. Second part of Rabbi Yossi, Kol She'ene Poisla De'achirim. There's no effect to Shimon, there's no effect on Reuven either. We're speaking that there was two Edim that gave Leah the green light, in which case she can just go back home to Shimon. We sort of ignore what happened. Okay, so then Reuven can retake Rachel. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha presents it differently. Rabbi Yossi is focusing on one Eid who gave Leah the green light. And in that itself, we have a distinction between whether Rachel and Reuben were merely engaged to each other. She was Arusa. So now people might speculate that the engagement didn't really work out. And that led Reuben to marry Leah, and it was a proper marriage. Oh, so now when Shimon returns, he can't retake Leah. It appears like he's being machse gerusha, so after she had already married somebody else. Having said that, Reuben can't go back to Rachel either. If Reuben's marriage to Leah appears to be legitimate and valid, then he can't go back and marry Rachel, who's now appearing like the sister of his wife. This is a chiddush that people might think that the kedushin didn't work out. That's a chiddush lechumra, and how we have a chiddush lekula as well. Reuben and Rachel were married. There's no way that he can marry Leah now. Who is that? Erev, Achos Ishtei. So now when Shimon returns, after Reuben having been involved with Leah, Leah can just go back to Shimon. He's not machse grusha, semishinisis. She never married anybody else along the way. Reuben and Leah was an invalid marriage. Because remember, the whole reason why an isha can't go back home is not because of knas, it's because it appears like she had remarried in the interim. In this case, she didn't remarry anybody. Reuben and Leah had no proper marriage. And therefore, Reuben can go back to Rachel as well, who does not appear like a sister of his wife. She's his wife. So basically, Rav Yossi was presenting two things. Number one, a general perspective on the perek. The reason why an isha doesn't go back home is because it appears like she had remarried in the interim, and now the former husband is retaking a gerusha. That's what it appears like. concerned about that appearance. Number two, he has a chumrah as well. That when there was only a kedushin between the husband and people might think that didn't really materialize. And that leads to confusion. Amar b'damar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. In fact, we follow Rabbi Yosi's sheet. The Gemara figures on both fronts. Number one, on the general attitude to the perek, his approach to the Isra of Eishes Ish going back home, which is only based on the concept of Machsa Gurushasai. Number two, that when there was only a Kedushin that took place, people might think that didn't really work out. So both concepts, in both things, we follow Rav Yosef. Maskevla Rav Yosef asks Rav Yosef Akasha, we're going to have a stira from one Shmuel on the other. Umiyar ma Shmuel Hachi, is that so that Shmuel follows Rav Yosef on both things? Even to the point that people might question the materialization of a Kedushin. They might cast doubt on it, that it was conditioned and it wasn't really something that materialized. Is that so? But Itzma, we have a discussion between Rav and Shmuel concerning a Yevama. What is the status of a Yevama before Yevama? Rav Amar, Harei Ekeshes Ish, we treat it like an Eshes Ish. But Shmuel Amar, Ein Ekeshes Ish, we don't treat it like an Eshes Ish. What does this mean? Vamar Rav Huna, Rav Huna gave an explanation. Kigoyin was speaking, for instance, Shekidish Ochevese Ish. We have Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. Reuven was merely mekadesh an isha, not married, but just engaged with an isha. He skipped town. Everyone presumed that he died. Right? They heard that he passed away. And Shimon stepped forward. He married Rachel. Right? So Reuven engaged Rachel. He disappeared. Shimon thought he passed away without children. He went ahead and he did Yibam to Rachel. So what happens when Reuben returns? The Rav Amar, Harayik Eshes Ish, Vasur Yavam. We treat her like a regular Eshes Ish, who went and got involved with somebody else, thinking her husband passed away. What's the halacha? She can't come back to her husband upon his arrival. In this case as well, we treat her like an Eshes Ish, who was Mezana, Vasur Yavam. She can't go back to the Yavam. In this case, Yavam just means the brother. Right? Two brothers are called Yavams. So she can't come back to her husband, Reuven, her chassan. Now, if Reuven would have actually married Rachel, then there wouldn't be a concern. You know why? Because although typically we don't allow Isha back home, as we explained, because we're concerned that people might think that the first one divorced her, second one took her in, and here the first one is taking her back. But here we're speaking about brothers. Everybody knows that this was just a mistake. Because Shimon has no business marrying his brother Reuven's wife Rachel. Right? Everybody realizes this thing was just a mistake. But in this case, right? So in that case, she would just go back home. But in this case, well, Reuven was just Mekadesh. He did Kedushin. Oh, says Rav. People might question. I might say, well, the Kedushin apparently didn't really hold. It was conditioned on something which didn't materialize. And that explains why Shimon married Rachel. So now, when Reuven returns, he can't retake her. He can't take her back. Right? Because look, he's taking back he's marrying his brother's wife. So she becomes usher on Reuven. That's Rav's approach. People might think the Kedushin was conditional and didn't work out, and she was never really Reuven's wife. She has no business taking Rachel back after, look, she's Shimon's wife, his sister-in-law. No business taking her. No. We don't treat it like an Eshes Ish. She can go back to Reuven. You know why? People won't question the Kedushin. In fact, is Reuven had a Kedushin with Rachel. Why should we think the Kedushin expired? It was conditioned. It didn't materialize. No, it was a proper Kedushin. In which case, everybody will realize that she's really meant for Reuven. This whole thing was just a mistake. And she can go back to Reuven. Oh! Clearly, Shmuel will never question Kedushin. This is in contrast to the way we presented Shmuel before. Just a minute ago, we said Shmuel says Halach Rabbi Yosi. And one of the things Rabbi Yosi tells us is that when there was merely a Kedushin between the two, people might question the Kedushin, might say, well, it didn't really hold up. And here he holds differently. Amalei Abayis, Abayi responds to Rav Yosef. How do you know that when Shmuel said, we follow Rav Yosef, Ad Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Kamra. He was passing like Rav Yosef the way Rav Yitzchak Nafcha presented his Shita, which included this aspect as well. That people might say the Kedushin was a Tanai. No. Dilma Ad Rabbi Ami Kamra. Maybe we were taking Rabbi Ami's approach, which did not include this aspect at all. Rami never spoke about questioning the Kedushin. So it works. Shmuel is never concerned that people might cast the Kedushin in doubt. V'inami, Ad Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and even if you'll say that Shmuel learned Rabbi Yosi like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, well, remember, there were two aspects, two separate, seemingly unrelated lessons incorporated into Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's presentation. Mimayde apoysel, v'dilma ene apoysel. Look, there were two things that Rabbi Yosi was telling us. One was a general approach to the perek, that no reason why an Eish Yisrael doesn't go back home is because it looks like she got divorced and remarried and you don't want to take her back. Masa Grushasi. Maybe that he went along with. The Enoi Paisal aspect, right, which was the second thing that he told us. The Kula, in a case where Reuben was actually married to Rachel, and this whole episode occurred, where Rachel and Shimon, right, disappeared, Reuben went over to Leah. But since she was married to Reuben, everybody understands that his marriage to Leah was erroneous, was a mistake. It was null and void. In which case, there's no concern with her going back to, with Leah going back to Shimon. It's not Machsa Grushasa Mishinissis, there was no marriage in the interim between her and Reuben. And the reason why she shouldn't go back home is because it gives the appearance like Machsa Grushasa, which is not applicable in this case. Well, it was a Kula, right? Remember? So just like she can go back to, Leah can go back to Shimon, so we don't give any credence to that marriage between Reuben and Leah, so Reuben can retake Rachel. It doesn't look like he's taking the wife, the sister of his wife, because Leah is not his wife. So maybe that he supported. When Shmuel says, Halach Rabbi Yosi, it was that aspect of Rabbi Yosi. But not on the other aspect. The case where they're both usher. Remember, if Reuben was only engaged to Rachel, and this whole incident occurred where he went over to marry Leah, we say, well, 1 second. People might think that the engagement didn't really hold up, didn't materialize, in which case Reuben actually marries Leah. And now Leah can't go back to Shimon. And by the same token, Reuben can't retake Rachel, because it appears like Rachel is the Achos Ishtoi, like the wife of his sister, his wife Leah. That's based on the precept of Tanai Hayu B'Kedushin. People might question the validity of the Kedushin. He doesn't agree with that. Who says Shmuel went along with that aspect? Mimayda apoysel. Who says he went along with the poysel aspect that Leah's also to Shimon and Rachel's also to Reuben when there was only a kedushin because it appears like the whole thing fell apart and it was really a marriage between Reuben and Leah? No. Who says he's following that? V'duma any poysel. Maybe it's only the second part, the positive aspect of Rabbi Yosi that he agrees with. That if Reuben and Rachel really married, then we're not concerned all around. It's clear to all that this interaction between Reuben and Leah was erroneous, was a mistake, based on false facts. And therefore, Shimon can just retake Leah. Doesn't look like he divorced and she remarried, right? Which is really the whole reason why Anisha can't go back home. And therefore, if we disregard this Reuven-Leah situation, then he can retake Rachel as well. Doesn't look like Achos Ishtoi. Okay, that he agreed with. But not the other aspect of the Tanai B'Kedushin, in which case, it's fully compatible and consistent with the other Shmuel, in the case of the two brothers. We're not concerned about people questioning the Kedushin. That's one teretz. Inami could have another teretz as well. You see, all the Gemara said was, a yevama, how do we treat her? Rab says, eish esish. Shmuel says, not like an eish esish. Now you chose to interpret it your way. We're speaking about missing people, etc. No! Perhaps it's unrelated to our whole topic here. Inami, another way to learn, mimai de isa l'Rav Huna. Who says Rav Huna's approach in explaining Rav Shmuel is correct? Which has got us into a whole bunch of trouble here. Dilma less Rav Huna klal. Maybe we'll take a different approach than Rav Huna. Ubudarav Hamununa kamifligi. When Rav says a Yevama is like an Eshes Ish and Shmuel disagrees, It's regarding znus, like Rav Huna speaks. Rav Rav Huna, Shemeros Yavam Shizins, Asur Livam. If an Isha waiting Yivam goes and interacts with a stranger, not the Yavam, we treat her like an Ashes Ish, and she can't go back to the Yavam. That's it. She loses that opportunity because a Yavam is bound, is meant for the Yavam. We treat her like, almost like she's married to him. The Rav Amar, Harei Kishes Ish. So Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing about this very fact. This is very halacha. Rav says, yes, she's like an Ashes Ish. And we've still been nus, in which case, if she commits nus, she's also to go back to the Yavam. Shmuel Amar, Ein Kishes Ish. No, fact is, she's not yet married to the Yavam, and we don't treat her like an Ashes Ish. V'loi Miv Slo Biznus. And even if she commits nus, she can go and approach the Yavam for Yibam. So perhaps that's one way to understand the Machlekes, which we actually had back on the Tzadik Beis. Vinami, another way to learn is regarding Kiddushin. Is she an Ashes Ish, and therefore nobody can apply Kiddushin to her, or not? Vinami be Kiddushin, Taisin be Yavam Kamifliki. Can a stranger apply Kiddushin to Yavam, who is awaiting Yivam? Rav Amar, no. Harei Ashes Ish. V'loi tafsa ba kedushin, we treat her like a married woman. Kedushin can't take effect. Ushmol ama ena keshes ish, she's not regarded like an ishes ish. She's a waiting yibam, but she's not yet tied to him, not yet married him. V'tafsa ba kedushin, we treat her like an unmarried woman with respect to kedushin. So if we interpret Rav and Shmuel this way, it's unrelated to the missing people, unrelated to the whole sugya, and there's no contradiction. Asks the Gemara, but haven't we already discussed this, Shaila? Rav and Shmuel already had the same machlokes a couple of days ago. Why the repetition? They only spoke about it once, but the Bnei Yeshiva extracted one out of the other one. They made it into sort of two and related it differently one time and the next. So therefore, it's really one same machlokes and unrelated to missing people. Okay, let's do a quick summary of this very complicated daf. We started with the concept of Nasar Oiser. At times, when there's an inappropriate interaction, involvement, the source of the Isser, the one who generates the Isser, can be affected as well. So we have three possible cases. Number one, Ashes Ish. The Oiser here is the husband, who doesn't allow it to interact with anybody. She goes and she commits, as long as she interacts with others. Nasar or Oyser, she can't go back home. What about Achis Isha? Reuven is married to Rachel, and he goes and gets involved with Leah. According to one approach, yeah. Rachel becomes Asur, it's based on a Kal V'chaymer from Eshes Ish. If there it works, here it works. We have a disagreeing Shita, which says, no, Oyser Shchivasa Yisarta, Vein Shchivasa Achisa Yisarta. Only a personal experience can affect you, but not your sister's experience. We have a similar Machlekes regarding Chamoisi, if one interacts with his mother-in-law. Going to one approach, it affects his wife. We learn from a pasuk oisai ve'es hen, both are affected. The other shita disagrees, does not accept this drush. Now going back to the Mishnah, where we have Reuben married to Rachel, Shimon to Leah, and thinking that Rachel and Shimon passed away, Reuben goes and gets involved with Leah. Both Shimon and Rachel return. Tanakhama says, look, Leah cannot go back to Shimon like every Ashes Ish who got involved with a stranger. Whereas Reuben and Rachel can continue life as usual. Rabbi Yossi says, look, you can't split the two. Either Rachel and Leah are both okay or both not okay. According to Rav Ami's approach, he was drawing the line between whether the heter came about through one aid or two aid. If Leah was allowed to remarry by way of one aidus, of one aid, and as we know, when it turns out to be mistaken, she cannot go back home. Just as Leah can't go back to Shimon, Rachel can't go back to Reuben, because now it looks like we give some credibility to this marriage between Reuben and Leah, and therefore Rachel appears like a achos isha. But kol she'ei poisa de'echerim, if this involvement doesn't affect Leah and Shimon, such as where there were two Adam that gave her the green light, so she can just go back to Shimon. We disregard this whole episode. Likewise, Reuben can retake Rachel. According to Ritz of Nafcha, Rabbi Yossi was actually focusing on the heter of one aid. And even there, he found the heter. So everything goes hand in hand. Rachel and Leah are either both mutter or both us. But it all depends what happened between Rachel and Reuben. If they were merely engaged, then everybody's asur. Because people might speculate, might think there was a tanai in the Kedushin that didn't really materialize, which allows Reuven to go and get involved with Leah and marry her. So we attribute credence to that marriage, in which case now when Shimon returns, Leah can't go back to him. Because remember, the whole reason why an Ish doesn't go back home, according to Rabbi Yossi, is so that it doesn't appear like he's retaking his Gerusha once she had remarried. In this case, we have that concern. It appears like she had remarried. She was married to Reuven. And for the same reason, by the same token, Reuven can't go back to Rachel, because now it appears like Rachel is just a sister of his wife. But kol she'enei pois lo de'achirim, if it doesn't affect Shimon, this interaction with Leah is disregarded with respect to Shimon. For instance, if Reuven and Rachel really married, and everybody came back, it looks like this whole thing was just a mistake. In which case, we disregard Reuven and Leah's relationship. And now it doesn't appear like Leah ever married anybody aside from Shimon. She should go back to Shimon. By the same token, by extension, Reuven will go back to Rachel. Bit of machlokes between Rav and Shmuel regarding a Yevama. Rav says Keshes Ish. Shmuel says Eina Keshes Ish. We have three pshatim. Rav Huna's pshat, which brought about a kasha, because Rav Huna learned that was speaking where there were two brothers and one brother married thinking the other brother passed away. Rav says, oh, she can't go back to the first brother. Was speaking that it was only a kedushin. People think it didn't hold up and she was really married to the next brother and she can't go back to the first brother. And Shmuel says, no. Even a kedushin, how often does a kedushin fall apart? Everybody knows she was really the first brother's wife, she can go back to him. That's one pshat. Second pshat was, if the Yevama committed znus, do we treat her like an Eishes Ish, which makes her Asur or not? Third pshat is, according to Rab, she's an Eishes Ish, like an Eishes Ish, and therefore Kiddushin can't be applied to her. Shmuel says she's not like an Eishes Ish, in which case, even if a stranger approaches her and Mekadosh her, the Kiddushin hold up. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.